And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of May, 2007. It's May Day. It's a day when you should wash your face with dew that you gather this morning to keep you young and beautiful, and you should make a maypole and dance around it and put garlands in your hair. The Empire State Building opened to the public on this day in 1931 on the corner of 5th Avenue and 34th Street in New York. It was built remarkably quickly in just over 1 year. Mozart's first great opera, The Marriage of Figaro, premiered in Vienna on this day in 1786. It's the birthday of Joseph Heller, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1923, best known for his novel Catch-22. In 1961, it came out, about Yossarian, the World War II bomber pilot, who believes the world is out to get him killed. He tries to get himself declared insane so he can stop flying bombing missions, but there's a regulation called Catch-22, which says that if you want out of combat, you can't be crazy. Or as Joseph Heller wrote, a pilot would be crazy to fly more missions and sane if he didn't, but if he was sane, he had to fly them. If he flew them, he was crazy and didn't have to, but if he didn't want to, he was sane and he had to. It's the birthday of Bobby Ann Mason, born in Mayfield, Kentucky, 1940. Grew up the daughter of dairy farmers, went off to college, got her Ph.D., writing her dissertation about Nabokov. And by the time she was done, she said, I was so sick of reading about the alienated hero's superior sensibility that I thought I would write about just the opposite. So began to write short stories about people in Kentucky. Her first collection, Shiloh and Other Stories, got great reviews when it came out in 1982. Her collection of short stories, Nancy Culpepper, will come out this August. And it's the birthday of the novelist and screenwriter Terry Southern, born in Alvarado, Texas, 1924. Co-wrote the screenplays for the films Dr. Strangelove and Easy Rider. Terry Southern, who said, the important thing in writing is the capacity to astonish, not shock. Shock is a worn-out word, but astonish. And it was on this day in 1941, Orson Welles' movie Citizen Kane premiered at the RKO Palace in New York. It was his first movie. He'd made his name on Broadway and in radio. He got a great deal from RKO Studios, which gave him control over the film. He was just 24 years old. He'd never made a feature film. In fact, he hadn't even seen many movies, so he spent his first year in Hollywood just watching one movie after another. He watched John Ford's Stagecoach more than 40 times. He got an idea from a screenwriter named Herman Mankiewicz about the rise of a newspaper man named Charles Foster Kane. Decided to tell the story in a series of 5 flashbacks, each from a different character's point of view. It was a wildly innovative movie, in part because Welles did not know how to make movies, so he didn't know what the rules were that he was breaking. But he used techniques he learned from watching German silent films, wild camera angles and exaggerated shadows and close-ups and distortions. Unfortunately for Welles, a rumor got out before the movie opened that it was based on the life of William Randolph Hearst, who was deeply offended. He tried to destroy the movie, announced that none of his newspapers would run ads for it, and persuaded many of the major movie theaters around the country not to show it. It opened on this day, 1941, got some good reviews, but flopped at the box office. A movie that many critics still consider among the greatest and most influential ever made. Here's a poem for today by C.D. Wright. Count your fingers, count your toes, count your nose holes, count your blessings. Count your stars, lucky or not. Count your loose change. Count the cars at the crossing. Count the miles to the state line. Count the ticks you pulled off the dog. Count your calluses, count your shells. Count the points on the antlers. Count the new jack's keys, count your cards, cut them again. Poem by C.D. Wright from One Big Self, an investigation published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry. bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.